Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. Hugh Douglas empathizing with the enemies of the Tush Push, including McVay, who's coming in here on Sunday. We'll let you hear what he had to say about Tush Push coming up. Later in the show, as we've begun, and we did it last Wednesday, we'll do it this Wednesday, our top 10 quarterbacks right now. It's a week-to-week thing, so through 2 weeks of the season, who are our top 10 quarterbacks in the league? We'll see how Hugh Douglas puts himself in a blender on this one. I saw him earlier today. You were working on your list. How's it coming out?
I got it.
Yeah,
I'm good.
Oh, you good?
Yeah.
Oh, you found your angle.
Yes.
Okay. I'm very excited for this.
I don't like it when you said that, though.
Well,
because
you had a clear angle last week.
I have an agenda.
Yeah, you did. All right, let's get our next guest, who never has an angle. Just his opinion. Elliott Shore Park, sponsored by Cozy Jewelers. Over to the 5th seat. That's Color, Cut, Clarity, Carrot, and Cozy. Elliott, how are we doing today?
Man, I got to say, it is getting dangerously close to pumpkin spice season. Like, I was just outside. It feels like jacket
it's
weather.
Almost
football's
here.
Back. It's almost time. I'm excited for pumpkin Hugh to try his first
spice.
One, so it'll be good.
I'll probably.
There was a little chill in the weather today. Yeah, I liked
exactly.
It. What do you got, Hugh?
I like bacon. The pumpkin spice bacon hits.
Well, you know what you do? You make the pumpkin spice coffee or latte, your
that
choice.
Like, that's over.
And then you do it with the bacon. The whole house will smell wonderful.
It's probably over.
What a way to start the day that would be.
And that's a football guy way to start the day. All right, Elliott. Let's talk about what we saw Sunday and kind of look ahead here. Elliott, first, before we get to the details of it, what's your take on all the reaction? It feels like we're in March again to the Tush Push. It's almost like the people that cover the NFL forgot that the Eagles run it and they watch the game on Sunday, like, oh yeah, this is annoying. What's your take on all the takes about the Tush Push this week?
Yeah, I thought Adam Schefter and the people that have brought it up are mostly correct. And I think Eagles fans should embrace it. If I came on here and I said the Eagles won that game because they converted on third down, they converted on fourth down, and they converted in the red zone, nobody in the world would be like, that's a crazy take. That's where games are won. And the Eagles invented a play that helps them win on crucial downs, and they run it to perfection. So I understand that the Tush Push, because it has a name, and like I get the obsession with it. But when Adam Schefter says they won that game because they converted on key downs, like, that's correct. He's saying it in a roundabout way that upsets people, but I really think people in like the Eagles and their fans should embrace it. They've invented a play that no one can stop that helps them win almost every close game they're in. I don't really get the pushback there.
Well, I agree with the way you framed it there. I think it's something that everyone should be proud of. Like, the Eagles have this play and it helps them win football games, and everyone's upset about it. I got Hugh over here empathizing with the pushback.
No, well, the reason why is because NFL is a copycat league, Joe. In ESP, and for whatever reason, a lot of teams have not been able to emulate this play. They've tried.
Buffalo's the only one who does it even approximate like the Eagles.
And even they had a problem with it. That there lies the rub. I told a story earlier where nobody wants to see you doing better than them. This is exactly that.
But that's a them problem, not an us
problem. No, but okay. You're right. And I'm not arguing that. But if you can't beat them, then you change the rules. You circumvent the rules, and that's what they're trying to do. That's why pushback is the way – that's why it is what it is.
Well, what's crazy is if other teams could do it, I actually think it would probably get kicked out of the game even quicker. Like if they had a play that every single team in the league could execute on 3rd and 1 and 4th and 1 and 1st and goal from the 1, like they would get that out the game quick. So I think in some ways the fact that the Eagles are the only one that can do it is probably why it's still around. And it also shows that it's not some cheat code play. Like the Eagles designed the play. Mm-hmm. They practice it 2 days a week. They have the personnel to do it. It just is what it is. Like, it's clear the topic's never going to go away as long as it's around, but to take it out of the game would be foolish. As long as the Eagles are the only team that can do it, like, it's their play. They shouldn't take it away.
Yeah, and we saw the new rhetoric, right? And Joe DeCamera was on this earlier in the week, and I totally agree with him. Last year, the rhetoric was, well, it's a
dangerous play.
Yeah, dangerous, not aesthetically pleasing. Now the new one is, led by Dean Blandino, oh, we can't officiate this, which that's your job. So, yeah, like, then you can't do your job
but
well
even
enough.
That one's much like the injury excuse we heard this last offseason. In fact, I would even say the injury thing is at least coming from a good place, right? Like, if they're going to kick it out because they think a player might get hurt on it, like, I don't think the data is there, but at least I can see it. To say that it's tough to officiate, they've been running the play for 4 years, and this is the first time there's ever been any controversy about it being officiated incorrectly. So I don't think that will hold up either this offseason.
All right, let's get to the details of the game and where this team is right now. And you kind of alluded to, we really kind of parsed through what Schefter said. He's not wrong. They won because of short yardage. They won because their ability to convert on 3rd and 4th down. But I could also say they're in a lot of those situations, Elliot, because they're not getting explosive plays, right? They're not generating easy first downs. Everything is hard right now for the Eagles offense. Elliot, you always give Jalen Hurts a grade, the passing game a grade, and then you do the rewatch. What did you take away from the passing game week 2 after watching it live and then rewatching it a second time?
Yeah, so I gave Jalen a C after rewatching it. I gave him that live as well, but I got to the rewatch grade in a bit of a different way. So I think Jalen deserves a ton of credit for winning that game. He did not turn the ball over. And if you want to go back to the tush push, like, he made a lot of big plays on 3rd and 4th down. We always view the tush push as like a team thing, and it is. But it is Jalen that's actually converting those. Like, he's the one that's carrying the ball. He's the one, like, one of the only quarterbacks in the league that can seemingly do it. So I think he gets credit for all those conversions, and that matters. But I also think, rewatching the game, guys were open. And I saw some of the same issues they had in the passing game last year, where Jalen is holding on to the ball just a tick too late. And when he holds on to it just a tick too late, then guys aren't open. The quick slants, like, those close, right? So I know Petullo has been getting a lot of blame over these past few days. I think it's almost completely unwarranted. Like, he certainly holds blame for the passing game not playing well. He is the coordinator. But we have seen over the years that if Jalen plays well, the offense clicks. Like, it's kind of that simple. The Eagles' offense is not rocket science. They have talented players. They get open, and Jalen's got to throw them the ball. So I know we do this once a year, but, like, for me, it's pretty simple. Jalen has to be better in the passing game, and those plays will start to be there.
Elliot, with that passing game and the way Hurts is playing, you have been pretty adamant about this and consistent the last year plus, that when they don't turn the football over, they win, and the numbers bear it out. And Jalen Hurts has done a great job, you know, I would say almost a full year now, right, the end of last September to now, of just not putting the ball in harm's way. And I want to throw two stats at you and then ask you a question. So the first stat is, through 2 weeks, he has the third best percentage of turnover-worthy plays, right? He's not putting the ball in harm's way. Mm-hmm. But also, this is the lowest depth of target of his career so far, which is about 6 yards per target. Elliot, have we gone too far with this? And I guess the way I'll frame the question is, should he just let it rip a little bit more?
So I do think he needs to let it rip a little bit more, but I don't think he should let it rip to the point where he goes from third best in the league at turnover-worthy plays to, like, 12th, because the math is very clear. And Zach Berman of The Athletic tweeted this two days ago. They're like 36-2 when they win the turnover battle. When they lose the turnover battle, they're 12-14. Now, I know a lot of teams, when you win the turnover battle, you're going to win the game. Like, I get that, but they win it at a larger rate than most teams. And I also think this idea that there's some big play passing offense, that's really not who they've been. Over the last 2 years, they're in the bottom half of the league in passes, pass completions over 20 yards. And last year they were fourth in pass completions over 40 yards. But the year before that, they were like 15th. So they're not a big passing offense. And the last 2 years, they win all the time, basically, other than that collapse at the end. And they won the Super Bowl. So I think the passing offense obviously needs to be better than it has the first 2 weeks. And I do think it will improve to a certain degree. But they're just never going to be a prolific passing offense. That's just not who they are. They can win without it. But I would rather have him be conservative with the ball than try to, whip it all over the field.
Elliot, do you think the A.J. Brown thing will continue to stay at a simmer, or is this going to become more of a thing soon? I mean, after the game on Sunday, he was quoted as saying, it's fair to talk about, right? And it kind of reminds me of last year when he said the passing game needs to get better. I mean, they're winning, so everyone is probably going to be quiet, I guess, for now. But how long do you think it will last with A.J. getting 30 or less yards in a game twice in a row and everyone's just cool with this?
Well, if he has 35 yards in the next two games, then yeah, I think they have a major problem. We talk about this a lot as an AJ Brown thing, and I understand why. He's the number one receiver. He talks, I would say, to the media about it maybe a little bit more, but it's really an AJ and Devontae thing. Like, people are fooling themselves if they think behind the scenes AJ is the only one that like wishes he was getting the ball more. Of course Devontae wishes he was getting the ball more. Dallas Goedert wishes he was getting the ball more. The only person on that offense that doesn't wish he was getting the ball more is Saquon Barkley, and that's because he touched it so many times last year. They have to now bring his touches back. So yeah, do I think that the receivers and the pass catchers are frustrated? Of course, but they've lived in this world for over a year. Like, there's a reason the entire message that Nick sends to the team is trying to convince people catching the ball isn't the only way they can win, right? Like, contribution over credit, like, that's only there because AJ and Devontae don't get to put up the numbers that they would in other offenses. Now they win. AJ has a ring on his finger. Devontae has a ring on his finger, but I completely understand their frustration. I think they're completely correct to be frustrated.
Elliot, first thought, I'm sure you have had more than one, but your first thought with us about the game on Sunday, the Rams are coming in and they've looked good through 2 weeks. I think you date back to last year. They're 9-0, or the last 11 games, they're 9-0 against everyone not named the Eagles, 0-2 against the Eagles. So they've been playing good football since the second half of last year. The Eagles gave them trouble at the end last year. They gave the Eagles some trouble. What do you think of the matchup Sunday? Rams coming in.
I think it's a tough opponent. The Rams, we focus so much on their offense, and rightfully so. But their defense is really what I think is impressive. Their defensive line, there might not be a better younger defensive line in the entire NFL. They have great pass rushing defensive tackles. They have great edges. Their secondary maybe doesn't have an elite player, but they move guys all around. They're all young. They can play nickel. They can play safety. They can play outside. So their defense is legit, and it has a lot of young weapons. So my concern in this game would be, can the Eagles get to 27 points? Like, if they can get to 27 points, I think there is a decent shot they win the game. But with the way the offense is playing right now, I don't know if I'll feel confident they'll get to 27 points. The Saquon had, 500 or more yards against them in the two games last year. They're going to come in focused on stopping the run. So the passing game that we just talked about is going to have to step up. And I haven't made the decision yet of who I think is going to win, but it is certainly like a 50-50 game.
It feels like a 3.5-point spread right now. The Eagles are favored at home Sunday. Elliot, we appreciate you hopping on. Have a good rest of your week, and we'll see you Sunday at the pregame show.
Yep, sounds good. Talk to you guys.
There he goes. Elliot Shore Parks with us there. All right, 215-592-9494. Lot to discuss. We're talking about the Tush Push today. How does all the hate nationally and from Hugh Douglas over here make you feel? It makes me feel proud. Also, we want to get to coming up. Something Jordan Mailata said on his show on Monday about how they prepare on offense. It was very interesting. And for me, a bit concerning about the coordinator here, Kevin Petullo. That's coming up, midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, football brings out all types of emotions, and we basically go through them every day on this show. It's why we love the game. But that feeling you get when your bet doesn't hit, man, that's the worst feeling in the world. I'm here to tell you, but I don't know what that feel like, because I hit most of my bets because I'm just nice like that. That feeling is a thing of the past for you, though, with Game Day Guarantee with Fanatic Sportsbook. Here's how it works. Every single game now until October, new customers get up to $100 back in fan cash. If your football bet loses, guaranteed. And now, additionally, new customers can get up to $10 to get $100 in fast cash. Fan cash, I should say. That's that. That's about it. If you're betting with Fanatics, you're either winning or you're winning money back in fan cash. Fan cash that you can use for anything with Fanatics Universe. In the Fanatics Universe, like apparel, tickets, bonus bets, and more. Ride, risk your bet with other sports books when you can switch to the sure thing. Every single game until October comes with a guarantee. Your old sports book, they don't know what you're talking about when you talk about that. They're done at the end of the season. Fanatics Sportsbook has your back. Go check it out yourself. Download the app today, Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. Sports Talk on WIP, presented by Paramount Plus. Watch the new season of Tulsa King on Paramount Plus. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series Tulsa King, streaming September 21st, exclusively on Paramount Plus. This season, Dwight, Hugh, you got to watch this show, faces his most dangerous adversaries yet, forcing him to fight for everything he's built and protect his empire. Stream the new season of Tulsa King Sunday, September 21st, exclusively on Paramount Plus. You ever watch Tulsa King?
I tried to watch it. Yeah, I know. I started to watch it. And
because you're a big TV guy. You like shows.
This third season?
Well, it's the new season.
Because they've been around for a while.
Yep.
But I know I wanted to go to Tulsa because they have a spot in Tulsa where if you walk in the middle, the sound, it's like you can't hear. Like, it's a certain spot
And it's weird because it's like an echo chamber. You can only hear yourself. You can't hear outside of that
spot. Is it because
of
the geography of the spot?
I don't know. I forgot exactly what it's called, but it's like in downtown Tulsa somewhere where if you walk into this spot, like if you were standing beside me, I couldn't hear you.
That's interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. So, yeah, I wanted to go check it out.
Maybe a live show one day in Tulsa.
All right, Oklahoma.
215-592-9494.
I'll hang here.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't want to go to Oklahoma?
It is a long trip for a show.
What the hell's in Oklahoma?
Yeah, the thunder. I don't know what else. All right, let's get back to the phone lines here. And then we got late here in just a couple minutes what Jordan Mailata said during the Jordan Mailata show on Monday night with Spike and Ellie. It's something I thought it was pretty revealing right now about the offense, about how it's being coached and where they need to improve. Derek and Paoli talking tush push. Derek strikes me as a guy that would be proud of all this nonsense going on. What's up, Derek?
Derek.
Nah, listen, man. The thing with the tush push, right? They lining up running a play, right, that they know they running. They know they running it, and they can't do nothing about it, right?
Yes.
That's like if you know somebody coming into your crib to take your belongings, and they ain't going to do nothing about it. They're going to keep running up in your crib, right?
Yeah.
Of course they are, until you stop them.
You know what I'm saying? They lining up the same way every time. Like, it's 3rd and inches. We're doing the push-push. It's 4th and inches. We're doing the push-push. Find a way to stop it. Green Bay came in here and pushed their way to almost a victory, but Jordan Love kept throwing the ball to us. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
They do a good job with the push. They put their tight end in motion, he goes under center, and they push him forward.
Yeah,
right?
Which is why I don't empathize with the enemies here that are complaining about it. Like, stop it. Hey, stop it.
Yo, with the passing game, real quick, though, look.
Mm-hmm.
We can look and see, like, Jalen Hurts not putting up numbers and it don't look great, right? But one thing about me is I'll be 51 years old on Monday, right?
Happy birthday.
Happy early birthday, Jerry.
Thank you. It took a long time for me as an Eagles fan to get some rings, right? We at the table. Now we got 2 rings, right? So if we lose Sunday and Jalen Hurts goes out there, throws a 101 and we lose and then we go to Tampa and lose again, that's when I'm going to start getting worried. But I'm still enjoying this 18 wins out of 19 games. I'm still enjoying that part. You know what I'm saying? It's been ugly for the last year. It's some change, and we just keep finding ways to win. So I'm cool with that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to sit here and try to figure out what's wrong with the passing game. But A.J. Brown, if he's frustrated, I get that part. But I also think that he shouldn't be giving y'all bits to go off of. You know what I'm saying? Because it just don't come off right, like reading a book on the sideline and all that. Like, that was a spectacle, bro. That's just not how you treat your team or your quarterback. You know what I'm saying? Unless you're looking for controversy.
Derek, I agree with that.
We won the Super Bowl last year.
And,
you know what I'm saying?
I agree. And Derek, good phone call, man. And Elliot brought it up. Because we always frame it, Hugh, as a A.J. Brown thing.
Mm-hmm.
Devontae Smith is also a heck of a receiver, and he barely gets the football either, right? It's not just A.J. Now, A.J. Brown, I think if you ask people, you know, to rank receivers, he's higher.
He's
better.
High on, yeah.
But Devontae's not a slouch, and his numbers are down. I mean, go back to 2022, the first year they both were here. They both went over 1,000 yards.
Yeah.
They threw the ball well that season, and now do we think they're both going to get 1,000 yards again ever in a season together? I doubt it.
Probably not, but if you win another Super Bowl, that's a sacrifice. That's a change. That's an exchange.
I'm with you, but it doesn't seem like...
Is it for him?
It doesn't seem like AJ cares about that as much.
Well, he doesn't care now because he's in the prime of his career and he's trying to be a Hall of Famer. Now, I get that. There has to be a balance. I'm not saying that the way that they're doing it is right, but the way that they're doing it is winning football games.
Mm-hmm.
And it's immortalizing you in a sense, you know? And I think sometimes you can't see the forest for the trees, and that's a young man thing, and you know he has to figure out how he's going to deal with that because we all see it, we all know what potentially is going to happen if it keeps going down this road. So they have to figure out how to appease him. He's a competitor, man, and I'm not mad at him for being one. I think that when people hear me say that and they think about AJ, they automatically think of him being a negative person. I don't want to play with a receiver that doesn't think he's that dude.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be on the field with somebody who doesn't think at any given time they can take the top off of defense and blow the game wide open. That's the type of guy he is. you just have to figure out how to feed that beast.
I guess, like, and it kind of, this kind of pains me to say, so I think AJ Brown might be the best player that they have on offense, like one of them, top three at minimum.
Lane and him,
sure.
Yeah.
But like, what's the point of having him?
I agree with you, especially just play with
how much money they're paying.
Right, and
what's the point?
Play it forward a year when Jalen Carter gets paid and Nolan Smith gets paid, and then they're a year out from paying Quinyon and Cooper. The way they're playing, and I understand Derek's point on he's enjoying this as a fan. They've won so many games out of so many games, and this is one of the greatest stretch probably in franchise history, and you add the Super Bowl championship and the wins around it.
Mm-hmm.
But this has an expiration date if it doesn't change. Well, there's no way you can put that much money onto one side of the football, not get production, and then eventually you got to pay the other side that is producing.
Right.
It's just not going to work.
And it might maybe not just AJ, but like, the amount of money they invested in both him and Devontae Smith.
Well, and
what's the point?
Well, also the quarterback.
Right.
I'm just going to say it. That you cannot have, as time goes on, a quarterback making $55 million a year with zero touchdown passes. That might be controversial. If it is, I think we should say it out loud again. Say it to yourself. It's not controversial. You cannot have a $55 million a year quarterback that continues to throw zero touchdown passes. It's only 2 weeks, and it will probably change, and I'm sure he'll throw some touchdown passes the way he always does. I'm just saying, like, we got to get some soon, right?
I'm not arguing.
Okay.
I'm not arguing that.
Just ask.
I'm not arguing that. Listen, I'm not a dummy. I watch football, too. And I had an epiphany the other night. I'm like, damn, all these quarterbacks going to play. Oh, damn.
The light bulb went off.
No, listen. I am still entrenched. I'm entrenched in you do whatever you can to get the win. But I see what I see.
Yeah.
I see what I see every Sunday.
It would help. It wouldn't hurt winning if we threw a couple touchdowns on Sunday.
Hey, Joe.
Wouldn't hurt.
And Monday. I saw it Monday.
Yeah. Ball's flying around. All right. Let's go to Aaron in San Diego. What's up, Aaron?
I thought Aaron left.
Philadelphia.
He's right here.
Good morning.
Wait a minute, no, that was Cowboys.
Good morning, Aaron. No, you and Cowboy Jim are on bad speaking terms now, is that right, Hugh?
Me, we are?
Didn't he say he's done with us?
Yeah, because we didn't take his call right away or something. Yeah. Or
but
maybe,
he told Hugh that he's done with
us. Yes, that's right. He moaned and cried on Twitter to Hugh.
Hello?
Oh, my
Can
God.
We stick on the topic?
All right, Aaron, what do you got?
Can we get to the point that we're trying to get today? Can we do that?
This
today?
Is real pot calling the kettle black stuff here. You telling us to stick. Go ahead. Go.
Stick to the topic.
What do you got?
So today I am on Q big time Douglas's team today. You know, first off, I'm going through the peanut butter and jelly thing. I'm going through that frozen packaged peanut butter and jelly phase
way to stay
right
on
now.
Topic.
I can't get enough of them. And then secondly, Hugh, you know, Joe and Kyle are not listening to the words that are coming out of your mouth.
Yeah, why would
you support? Do you support the Tush Push, Hugh?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and I think the point that you're trying to make is the NFL is it's obvious they are done with the Tush Push. They tried to ban it in the offseason. They couldn't get it done. So now the narrative in the media is going to be Tush Push this, Tush Push that. The next game here, if anybody's out there doing a parlay. Here's the one thing I would suggest. Take the over in offside penalties because this week it is absolutely positively coming. The Zebras are going to absolutely kill us. People are going to be outraged come Monday morning.
You're probably right on that. I think that's good. The next wave of this is they're not going to miss the next one, right, Aaron? So they had the controversial play on Sunday.
They had the offsides.
Yeah, both guards jumped. Yeah, and they missed it, and it happened, and everyone flipped out about it. Andy Reid flipped out. So you're probably right. And we'll play McVay coming up a little bit later. He's already kind of greasing the skids for the refs to pay attention this week so it doesn't happen again. You're right. Either the Eagles will be better about not jumping or they're going to get called. You're right about it.
And hey, how does the song go? No one likes us and we don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, positively, you have to be proud as an Eagle fan to have a play that, whether it be not aesthetically pleasing or an unfair advantage, the one thing it is Philadelphia, true and true, and it's ours. Now, Joe and Kyle, I have a Phillies question for you guys. Can you guys take one more question?
What do you got?
When are we going to get a public apology to one Max Kepler from U2 for all the DFA talk that you had earlier in the season. This guy is playing out of his freaking mind.
Yep.
The Phillies are on their way to the playoffs and the World Series. Let's go, Phillies!
It's not like you need to say
that. Aaron, good phone call, Aaron.
Yeah, it was just us, by the way, that were complaining about
only
Max Kepler.
Ones,
yep, that's right. Yeah,
I don't.
The only two people in the city complaining
Max Kepler's
about Kepler.
Played well, and they were right to keep him. I was wrong. That's as far as it goes. He's not a good enough player for an apology.
Yeah.
I mean, come on now. An apology to Max Kepler?
He's
a platoon outfielder.
Well, I'm going to go back to something that I brought up in the middle of the season.
Mm.
So before the deadline,
mm-hmm.
apologize for Dombrowski's offseason.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think we did a little bit early, right, when they were off to a good start and mm-hmm. Luzardo was pitching well mm-hmm. early. And someone around here was reluctant to apologize to Dombrowski.
Yep.
I think that's where the show should go.
I agree.
Who apologized?
You should apologize to Dave Dombrowski.
Mm-mm.
Well,
that's not.
I mean, the guy's had a really good last year.
For what?
Yes.
What are you talking about? Bader and Duran and Luzardo?
I don't believe in apologizing.
Good offseason, great deadline.
They're going to win more games this year than last year.
I don't believe in apologizing for doing your job.
You don't believe in apologizing.
Yeah, just like in general. Full
stop. I apologize. Mm,
it's rare. It's rare.
I apologize.
It's rare. All right. Jordan Mailata, he was on his show, the Jordan Mailata show on Monday with Spike and Elliot. They had a lot. They were talking about the game. They were talking about the tush push stuff, the reaction. But this caught my attention. Hugh, I'm excited for you to react to this. So Elliot asked him about the offense and how teams are kind of playing them. And listen to how Jordan Mailata framed where they're at as an offense and in terms of like the adjustments he thinks they maybe should be making but yet aren't doing it at this point. Here's Mailata Monday during his show on WIP.
When you're preparing with Jalen throughout the week, like what is the level of detail you guys go into where, hey, if it's this look, like we need to figure out now what to do because on Sunday it's going to be loud at Arrowhead and we have to have an adjustment ready.
Yeah, I think that we need to be better there. I think we could be a lot more detailed there in our game plan. I think it could be a joint, more inclusive with not necessarily just us and Jalen. I think us as an offense so we can understand and not just put the onus on Jay.
Mm-hmm. When you say offense, you mean like the players or the players
everyone.
And the coaches?
Okay.
Everyone.
Coach, everyone.
Okay.
Everyone in the offense. If you're in the offensive unit meeting, the onus is, if you're in that meeting, then that onus falls on you as well. Mm-hmm. Like, you should know what our checks are to certain looks that we get on the defense.
Hugh, that struck me for a couple of reasons. One, he kind of sighed as the question came in. You kind of heard the sigh. He said he thinks they need to be better, a lot more detailed. He said everyone, and then Elliot like basically said, do you also mean the coaches?
Mm-hmm.
And he said the coaches too. I took that as, the way I read it was, we aren't quite as prepared as maybe we have been at other times in the past, and teams are catching us in things, and they're winning because they kind of know what's coming, and we're not getting out of it.
I think that's fair, but that's what, you know, normally the preseason was for. And, you know, as we meander through these couple of games, we're still trying to figure out the identity of the Philadelphia Eagles. So I don't have a problem with what he said. I don't think it's as damning as it might sound. Because you are trying to figure it out. The fact that Coach Petullo was talking about how, you know, in the first game he didn't script the plays and how this offense looks disjointed. I'll go back to last year. Looked disjointed last year at the beginning. And then all of a sudden, they found their rhythm. And it looks similar this year. And I know you pointed out that it looks worse because Jalen hasn't thrown a touchdown or Jalen hasn't really thrown the ball a whole lot, you know. But I think that's because he's trying to not put the ball in harm's way, number one, and just get comfortable with what he's seen.
So is it for you too early to be concerned about Petullo?
I think when you say too early, Joe,
let me say this.
Okay, it's what, Wednesday?
Yeah.
We got about four or five days.
Oh, so you're giving him to this weekend?
I'm giving him to next Monday.
Oh, I got you.
Whoa, hold on.
What you mean, hold on, what's up?
We're 2-0. All he does is win.
First of all, see,
whatever it takes.
See, this is where
he's coordinating. He's coordinating winning football.
I get it.
This is why you're being okay. First of all, Kyle, you're being petty. You're being petty.
Hold on. Are they not 2-0?
First of all, yes,
have they not
are.
Just done whatever
and
it takes to win games?
So he's a 2-0 coordinator.
That's exactly
he's
right.
He's undefeated.
Undefeated.
Are you gonna let me speak now?
Are you gonna
still be super petty?
Well, now I feel like I'm being attacked, so I'm getting defensive, rightfully so.
This sounds like
this is my coordinator.
Here,
he's 2-0.
Here's the thing.
You're giving them one more week?
Can I finish?
Can I finish? It's my quarter.
No. What I'm saying, we see what we see. And this is where I kind of okay, if you want to say I'm on the fence, straddle the fence, whatever you want.
Here we go.
This is where I'm on the fence a little bit as a former player 20-some mm-hmm. years ago, but I still had that mentality, and a talk show host. It's because the bottom line every Sunday is to win, right? You got the two. And every Sunday that you go out there, you put your title on the line. You put your undefeated record on the line. Now, we all strongly feel that the two efforts that we had in the first two games would not be enough to beat the Rams.
I agree with that.
So now, the question has been, with a caveat, is it the offense or is it the quarterback? That's with the caveat. And the caveat is, well, they won.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, you got to win the game. Now, this weekend coming up, what we think we know about this game, if some of those questions come up, that you like say the chickens come home to roost, then the conversation Monday changes.
All right. So, you know, Kyle talked about him being a winner, winning coordinator. Hugh, you said this is the weekend. I'll raise my hand. I'll be the one. Yeah, I'm concerned. I don't think it's too early to be concerned about Kevin Petullo. Two things I've learned about him in 2 weeks. One, I've had now two things. You ever hear something like the red flags, right? Like you meet someone or you're talking to someone, there's kind of red flags.
Yes.
I got two red flags in 2 weeks.
What you got?
First red flag was didn't script the first 15 plays. You said in all your life around football, you never heard that. All right. Kind of weird. We let it go. This week, I got Jordan Mailata. And again, Elliot threw it at him, right? It wasn't like I'm reading into Jordan's words. Mm-hmm. Elliot said, including the coaches, and he said the coaches too, that he said they could be better and a lot more detailed. He's on dud watch. They're very predictable. You look at some of the formations they've run. There's some great numbers out there. And Ross brought it up with us yesterday. Like when they're in certain formations, they're running the football. When they're in certain, that's predictable. If you're predictable, I don't care how many good players you have. If you're predictable, you're going to be in some trouble.
Especially when you went out of your way in the off season or in training camp to try to do some of the things that you did to get to certain plays that you like to run, like you know out of different formations and things of that nature. So yeah. A little bit of that.
2-0.
And besides that, he's inexperienced. Like you're right last year, Hugh. The first month was kind of choppy. But Kellen Moore had a track record.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, you kind of felt like, all right, he's probably going to figure this out. He was really good with the Dallas Cowboys. He got the best out of Dak Prescott. Now he's got Saquon in this line. They're probably going to figure it out. I don't have any track record on Kevin Petullo, other than he just follows around Nick Sirianni for last five or six or seven years.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's good. I don't know. And I don't think it's too early to be concerned that they have a coordinator without experience and then look great right
now. One stat that matters. Wins and losses.
Two wins, zero losses. That's
all they do is whatever it takes.
So if you were power ranking coordinators, he's a top 10
Clearly.
Guy. Top 10.
Yeah, he probably would be.
No, he would not. 215-592-9494. All right.
What y'all laughing for?
I don't. Not me.
This is a serious show. I don't know what you're laughing about. Serious. Yeah,
we have hard hitting, riveting conversations on here.
We do. Seriously. Like when we talk as grown ups about something called the Tush Push. All right, coming up, your phone calls. We'll hear from another enemy of the Tush Push who totally embarrassed himself during and after the game on Sunday. Your phone calls and all this. Are you proud or annoyed at the Tush Push conversation? I'm proud the Eagles have created this play. Hugh Douglas is annoyed. He's also empathizing with the enemy. And is it too early to be concerned about Kevin Petullo? I don't think so. Look how this offense looks right now. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You know, sometimes can't get them all the calls right. And just because we see it, sometimes the official is 15, 20 feet away. Sometimes you can miss those small things. And we think he jumped multiple times. So an official didn't see it, so it wasn't called. And, you know, we just got to go play the next down.
Is that something you guys have seen on tape before as you prepared for this? Does that happen sometimes?
It happens. People jump all the time. It's just, you know, if the officials see it, they'll call it. I don't think they've seen it those few plays, and we didn't get a call.
Boy, it's been a tough week for Chris Jones. Tough looks. Officials missed it a lot. Happens. Calling out Hurts' passing yards as they're taking knees in front of him.
Yeah, they're trying to salvage their season.
Yeah,
2 weeks in, and they're already trying to salvage their season.
It's kind of sad. I mean, when you look at that, it's a sad week for Chris Jones. Am I wrong to say he's lost some Hall of Fame points the last couple of days? I mean, we take sacks away from you.
From him, yep.
Yeah. I mean, I don't. He went from probably going to the Hall of Fame to like, I don't know. He's kind of a loser.
I think he's still going.
Is he empathizing with Chris?
Empathizing with another enemy?
No. I'm...
Wow.
You guys are ridiculous. You just were so ridiculous.
You could just say screw Chris Jones, loser energy.
This isn't hard. Come on. I do it every day.
Every day. I mean, there's a bad look, no question.
There we go. Would Hugh Douglas have said the things Chris Jones said? No.
I wouldn't have said, hey, you only threw for... I wouldn't even have known he threw for 100 yards in the game. That was not some information that I would have jotted down going back to the huddle.
Yeah, that's for us to talk about, not for them to talk about.
That would have not been something that would have readily came to mind in that conversation.
Do you think Jalen Hurts is going to have Chris Jones' vote for the top 100 next year, or is probably he going to probably leave him off his list?
He's garbage. Yeah, he's trash.
He's probably not going to vote for him. Let's go to Nate in Southwest Philly. What's up, Nate?
Nate?
Nate, what's up?
Listen, right? Hey, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
The takes that you do, I love you, bro, but the takes that you're doing, you got to stop, man. You have to stop.
Stop with what? What are we stopping with today?
It's too early. Oh, man. Jalen, I'm concerned. Listen, you was concerned last year, too, correct? Yes or no?
With the passing game? Yeah, I was.
Yeah, okay. And what happened at the end?
They won the Super Bowl. I was also, because before you go on, Nate, I was, no, hold on. Not every year ends in a Super Bowl. When there's weaknesses, often that comes back to get you. 2 years ago,
hold on.
2 years ago, I sat here early in the season as they were riling up 10 wins, right? They were racking up win after win. And I said, this is not a Super Bowl defense. And everyone got mad at me. And guess what? The bottom fell out. So you can say last year, Joe, you were wrong. So never be worried again. And I could say, Nate, 2 years ago, I was right. I'll be as worried as I want
to
be.
I'm not telling you never to be worried again, Joe, but I don't want you getting everybody riled up all early. Like, it's too early, bro.
Too early.
Give them a chance. Let the offense get in the motion.
Does this coordinator look like he knows what he's doing right now?
No. So what you going to do? Fire him like you did? Like, get rid of you? They didn't get rid of the board that's in D.C.? The second joint? Let it work out
not
first.
The second joint.
Yep. And how did Brian Johnson work out?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yep. No, he worked out great.
No,
you're right.
But that year didn't work out. What's that? Maybe he's a dud.
Joe, let it work out first.
2-0.
It's not even 8 yet. Say it again, Kyle.
That's right.
2-0.
Yep, that's right, Nate.
Yeah, you be riding with Joe, too, sometimes.
That's all they did. What? Wait. All they do is win, Nate.
Yeah, okay. So that's the problem?
No, whatever it takes.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But your man right there talking about, let's go.
Come on.
This is a problem. It's a situation. Man, it's not even 5 games yet. Like, bro, come on.
Chicken Little, yep.
Mm-hmm. So you feel good about the passing game? We'll just say that.
I never said that.
Okay.
So don't put that on me. I never said that. Mm-hmm. But if I'm winning the game, bro, I'm winning the game. I don't care. You want to 2-0? I'm 2-0 in my fantasy league right now.
Well, I am too. You know who's 1-1?
I don't give a
quarterback.
Hugh Douglas is 1-1 because I beat him.
Why are you telling all my business?
Hey, Hugh, I ain't throwing no screws at you. That's your man.
No,
that's
my man. He threw a straight. Why are you telling everybody my business?
Doing that. Hey, man.
All right, Nate.
Man, I'll catch y'all back at the Chesapeake again, man, and see y'all.
We got you, Nate. Nate, good job, man. Good phone call. Look, I'm not firing Kevin Petullo.
You're just not happy with the outcome of the game so far.
I just have concerns.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
When the Eagles hire inexperienced people, right, whatever job it is, there's an unknown to it, right? The Eagles have had a lot of times, Hugh, where they've nailed some of these coaches, right, over the years. Nick Sirianni worked out. Andy Reid worked out. Right? Doug Peterson worked out.
Doug.
Some coordinators have worked out, and some haven't. Like, that's just... It's almost like throwing a dart at a dartboard. You're hoping that you get the right guy. And the thing with Petullo that concerns me is the last time Sirianni elevated someone from within the staff, it did not work out. Mm-hmm. That was Brian Johnson. It was choppy.
And they fired somebody. They fired the defensive coordinator during the season.
Oh, let's not forget about that. Yes.
I mean, so it's not unprecedented. It's not like they haven't done it
before. I kind of forgot. That was a wild time.
No, because when he said it, I mean, technically that was being fired.
Well, yeah, because they demoted him.
They demoted him.
Yeah.
So technically you got fired.
Yeah. I'm just saying that I think there's reason. I heard Shield this morning. He sent a stat out there. When the Eagles are in 2 tight ends, they're running the ball 90% of the time. It just feels like, and the Mailata thing that I heard on his show tells me that it seems like the plan isn't buttoned up enough. And do we have to give him time? Of course. No one's firing Kevin Petullo today. It's the second game of the year. I like how he was mad at me. Meanwhile, I got Hugh over here saying, one more game. Then he's worried.
Well, no,
two games. Gilio, you're crazy. I got you. Hugh, 3. That's it.
No.
One more game.
Because
if they lose.
See, I like how y'all try to simplify it and just break it down.
That's what you said.
That's exactly what you said.
Well, one more game.
I said because of the way that they played the last two games. And I also emphasized that we all feel like the effort that was given in the first two games is not going to be enough to win this third game.
Right.
So that's where the concern comes in, because how is your offense going to evolve that you can go shot for shot with the LA Rams? Like, that's what I'm talking about, because we've seen some of the offensive concepts that Coach McVay comes with.
Mm-hmm.
And you know he likes it. They'll run the ball, but they're primarily a passing team.
Well, now they added Devontae Adams with Puka Nacua.
Yes.
So they're
a passing team. So how are you going to – if they're going down the field and they're scoring in 3 minutes and you're trying to score in 8 to 10 minutes, you're running out of possessions. So that's what I'm talking about. Now we got to see the brilliance or the lack of brilliance that this offensive coordinator has. Because it's going to be on display. It's a good chance that everything that we think is happening or think isn't happening is going to be on display Sunday.
I agree. And we had Ross on yesterday. He said this is the best team they're going to play so far. Right?
Yes.
They're obviously better than the Cowboys. And now if the Chiefs had their receivers,
probably be a different game.
Chiefs are probably better than the Rams. But the Chiefs we saw last week, the Rams we're going to see this week are a better football team than the Chiefs we saw last week. Now, that game was in Arrowhead. This one's here, so that gives us an advantage. And the Eagles are a bigger favorite this week than they were last week by a couple points. But this is going to be a challenge. That's pretty clear on Sunday. And I have questions about Petullo. And I'm not saying this is all his fault. Again, Sirianni's a constant. Jalen's a constant. But we've seen this before. We've seen where when they have an experienced coordinator, it works. And then when they have someone brand new, it's choppy. And this looks choppy right now. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. All right. The tush push. Are you empathizing with the enemies like Hugh Douglas over here? Are you proud of this like I am, like Kyle is? Or are you just annoyed by everyone pushing back on the tush push?
Including Hugh.
Yeah, well, I know. It's really been a shame today to hear the empathy.
What do you mean?
You have too much empathy for enemies.
I'm empathetic.
Well, you know, you keep empathizing with an enemy. You know what you're going to become?
The enemy?
You're going to become the enemy.
No, definitely not going to become the enemy.
I'm trying to sit here
and teach you every day.
Oh, jeez.
You people's going to have a field day.
Yeah. I already know.
We're also going to hear from another enemy of the tush push, Sean McVay, how he plans to handle it on Sunday with his Rams coming. And that's next. All your phone calls. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94. WIP FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casinos getting you ready for kickoff with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 of bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet. Bet $5. If it wins, you'll unlock $300 of bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style. FanDuel has you covered. FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download the FanDuel app and get started. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.